Welcome to the Voice Over Work podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. Today is Sunday, March 28, 2021. On the podcast today, we'll take a little deeper look into a book introduced in a previous podcast with a chapter-by-chapter look at Publish Your Knowledge, the complete guide to crowdfunding a nonfiction book on Kickstarter and self-publishing through Amazon, written by Vilius Stanislavitis, narrated by Russell Newton. Introduction. If there's a book that you want to read, but it hasn't been written yet, then you must write it. Toni Morrison. Writing a book is one of the best ways to share your expertise and get your message out into the world. The habit of writing helps you reflect and learn. You'll expand your knowledge, gain greater expertise, develop new skills, and get a deeper understanding of your subject. This book is meant for aspiring writers who want to turn their expertise into a book and those who wish to improve their entrepreneurial mindset along with their writing and self-publishing skills. I know that many first-time authors struggle with the sales of their first book, so I decided to share my story for those who have an outside job or a small business and have always dreamed of writing a book one day, are considering writing their first nonfiction book. If you want to write a novel, this book might not be a good fit for you. Don't know how to market and sell their first book, have written and self-published one or a few books, but sales didn't go that well. This book is for those who write nonfiction. However, nonfiction is a very broad category that includes history, philosophy, journalism, memoirs, travel guides, academic texts, self-help, etc. To be more specific, the subcategory of my books is guides and how-to manuals. If you write or plan to write in a similar subcategory, you'll get the most value from this book as my examples will be the most relevant to you. If your subcategory is another one, my examples may not be ideal for you, but the principles of writing, marketing, and selling any other nonfiction genres are very similar. I'll be transparent with you. I can teach only what I have achieved myself. Here's a quick summary of what I did and what the results were. Get in the right mindset before you start. Find your why and you'll find your way. John C. Maxwell. What is your number one goal in writing your book? Let yourself think about it for a while. Don't hurry. When you're fully satisfied with the answer, write it down on a piece of paper. When I was writing my first book, my main goal was to make the book available on Amazon. That's all. Having my book published on the largest online book retailer in the world sounded like a solid lifetime achievement. That doesn't mean I wasn't ambitious. Deep inside, I expected that my target audience would enjoy reading it and that the book would be profitable. But I think that setting the right expectations, not too high, not too low, is much better than overestimating your possibilities. Even though I set low expectations, I managed to make $10,000 income from my first book before I even published it. Remember, my goal wasn't to make money from the book. Income from book sales is a natural result that shows that readers see value in what the author shares and agree to exchange their money to get this value. My goal was to write a good how-to book and publish it on Amazon. But the initial reason why I decided to take on this challenge was something else. Finding your why. There are many people that have write a book at some point in my life in their bucket list. However, just a few percent of those who dream of becoming an author actually write and publish their book, because it's a monumental challenge for most people. Finding your why can get you in the right mindset before you start working on your book. My why was to enrich my knowledge and share it with others. Without the context of the story, this doesn't tell you a lot, so let me share the full story behind my first book. I live in Vilnius, the capital. A subject, finding the best book idea. Either write something worth reading or do something worth writing. Benjamin Franklin. What do you feel you could talk about, like, forever? If you enjoy sharing your knowledge and experience with others, I'm sure there's something you love that you could talk for hours about. Something that you've been passionate about. Something that's left a big impact on your life. Your expertise, your working experience in a specific industry, your knowledge about a certain topic. Cars, sports, games, science, business, personal growth, you name it. There are many book ideas, and you might get lost among them. How do you select the best one? The ideal scenario is when you're passionate about the subject you write, you are an expert in the field, or at least a long-time practitioner, your subject has a high demand and a significant audience cares about it, you've engaged followers who recognize you as the authority in this field. To be honest, you wouldn't need to listen to a book if you met all the above criteria. Most probably you lack some of these points, but it shouldn't stop you from writing a book. Next, I'll share a few stories that will show you how other authors and I chose our subject. Writing a book that didn't exist before versus writing in a competitive category. Nowadays, there are plenty of books about everything. Just think about any subject, enter the keyword on Amazon, and most likely, you'll find some book about it. If you don't find one, there's a big chance that the subject you're interested in doesn't have enough demand, and that's why no one's bothering writing about it. But is it still possible to find a niche that wasn't noticed by others in today's market? Previously, I shared a story about how I wrote a 10-page guide, How to Start a VoIP Business. Test the demand for your subject. The first draft of anything is shit, Ernest Hemingway. It took me 5 years to finish the first draft of my book. That's a hell of a lot of time. Imagine you've spent all that time and energy on your first book. You've revised your manuscript a few times because things change as time goes by. You're finally ready to launch your almost perfect book. This is an exciting moment for you. You finally launch it and no one buys it. For some writers, this is the scariest nightmare, and for others, it's a reality. Some self-published authors even lose money because book sales don't cover their expenses. How can you avoid such a scenario? One way is to test the demand for your subject before writing a book. Applying lean startup methodology to writing a book. I'm a fan of lean startup methodology that I learned from a great book called The Lean Startup by Eric Ries. One of the key principles that I took from this book is MVP, which stands for Minimal Viable Product. It's the version of a product with just enough features to satisfy early customers and provide feedback for future product development. I hope I haven't lost your attention yet. Bear with me, and I'll explain how this entrepreneurial principle can be applied to writing a book. If we suppose that your book is your final product, then the MVP should be a short version of your book that satisfies the curiosity of your target readers and allows you to receive their feedback or measure engagement. The MVP can be a white paper, short guide, case study, blog post, article, short ebook, an excerpt from a book, etc. Grow your audience before you publish. You can't expect to just write and have visitors come to you. That's too passive. Anita Campbell. Millions of books are written every year. How can you stand out in this crowded book market? By building an audience of people who care about what you have to say before you publish your book. First-time authors usually don't have any audience when they begin writing. So I think finding a target audience and engaging with it early, in advance, is the number one goal for everyone who chooses the self-publishing path. The environment in which your audience can receive your content and interact with you is often called an author platform. It takes time to build an author platform and grow your audience. Quite often, new authors start thinking about this just before their book launch, which is too late. Think about the blogs you read and the influencers that you follow. How long have they been doing this? How consistent are they with their posts? You will rarely find a blogger or influencer on your radar who's just starting out. Even if you do happen to follow someone like this, he or she is usually an exception to the rule. You'll need to have patience to build your author platform. And if you're just starting out, you'll have to test different methods and see which ones allow you to grow your audience in the most efficient way. In this chapter, you'll learn more about how you can attract your target readers and keep them excited about your upcoming book launch. Start with your current connections. The easiest way to build your audience is by sharing your content with those people who already know you. You can start with those platforms or social networks where you're already active. You need to create an author page or a book page at this stage. Simply use your personal profile that you already have. Previously, I shared an example about prepare for a crowdfunding campaign. By failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. Benjamin Franklin. By now, you should already know if there's a demand for your book and if your readers, not just your family and close friends, are interested in it. If so, by using your MVP as a reader magnet, you should already have some leads who express their interest in being notified when your book is launched. Now your goal is to add more leads to your mailing list and prepare for a crowdfunding campaign. Sell the book before it's published. Yes, it's possible. In the previous chapters, we discussed that you need to evaluate whether it's worth turning your MVP into a book by measuring readers' engagement, downloads, likes, comments, and shares. However, the best metric is undoubtedly sales. If you can sell your book before it's even published, that's the best signal that you've done a great job. Is this possible? Yes, I did it, so you can do it too. Remember, I was young, without much experience, and English is my second language. Despite this, I was able to raise $8,379 on Kickstarter by having just a manuscript of the book. I achieved this goal by spending only $160 to make a video clip. I even created an unprofessional book cover by myself, as I wanted to validate my idea with a minimal budget. It seems that the idiom, "Don't judge a book by its cover," is still true these days. Backers didn't pay much attention to the poor cover I made. Instead, they felt my passion in what I was doing and trusted that I would do my job well. During the campaign, I managed to attract 200 backers from 35 different countries. They helped me to raise 243% of my initial goal. And to tell you, create a Kickstarter project. Once you've built a qualified audience of potential backers, you're ready to launch your campaign. In this chapter, you'll learn what actions you need to do to launch. Who is eligible to use Kickstarter? The first step is to check if you're eligible to create a project. Project creation is currently available to individuals in the U.S., U.K., Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the Netherlands, Denmark, Ireland, Norway, Sweden, Germany, France, Spain, Italy, Austria, Belgium, Switzerland, Luxembourg, Hong Kong, Singapore, Mexico, Japan, Poland, Greece, and Slovenia, who meet the requirements below. You are 18 years of age or older. People under the age of 18 can launch projects only in collaboration with an adult or guardian who meets these listed requirements. You are a permanent resident of one of the above listed eligible countries. You are creating a project in your own name or on behalf of a registered legal entity with which you are affiliated. You have an address, bank account, and government-issued ID based in the country that you're creating a project in. Citizens of the EU are welcome to use a government-issued ID or passport from any EU country. If running your project as an individual, the linked bank account must belong to the person who verified their identity for your project. You have a major credit or debit card. Citizens of Canada must have a major credit card. What if your country isn't supported by Kickstarter? One of the options is to establish a legal entity in the supported country. You can use the Stripe Atlas program to set up a company in the state of Delaware in the USA. More information here. Launch a Kickstarter campaign. Running the campaign isn't so hard if you've done your pre-launch strategy properly. By now, you should have a list of potential backers, influencers who agree to share your project with their followers, and your family and friends who have agreed to back your project with at least a symbolic donation. If you have that ready, it's time to make a next step. Press the launch button to make your project public and accessible to the entire world. The launch day. This is probably the most exciting and important day of your campaign. It's the day when your project becomes public and you'll finally see the reaction from your potential backers. Here's the main list of things you need to do during the first minutes after launching your campaign. Send an email to potential backers who opted in to the mailing list. Send private messages to your friends, family, and colleagues through the same communication channel that you use with them regularly. Contact influencers and tell them that your campaign is launched. Make a post on social media, your personal profile and the project profile, and your blog if you have one. Post to relevant forums, social media groups, and other websites where you've previously engaged with the community during the pre-launch. Don't spam. Redirect the traffic from your landing page to your Kickstarter page. Before launching, your site has been used to collect leads, and now it should point all site visitors to your campaign. Add your pre-written list of frequently asked questions, FAQs, onto the project page. Kickstarter allows you to add a FAQ only once the project is live, so prepare it in advance, and when the time comes, just copy. Turn your manuscript into a book. Crowdfunding helps you to verify whether there's a demand for your book, and if your campaign was successful, you'll get money for self-publishing your book. If you started your crowdfunding campaign by having just a manuscript, you'll have to turn it into a professional-looking book. To do that, you will need to do the following. Ask if your readers are willing to read your manuscript and give their feedback. Collect their feedback and use it to improve your manuscript. Edit your book. Create a cover design. Format your book. Print the first batch of your books and ship them to your backers. Upload your book to Amazon and other distribution channels. Collect feedback from beta readers. Beta readers are the early readers of your manuscript who give feedback from the point of view of an average reader. You may invite people from your mailing list to become your beta readers, or announce that you're looking for beta readers on your social media profile or on special reading or writing groups. When I was writing this book, I announced that I was looking for beta readers on a few Facebook and Reddit groups related to writing. Here's the copy of my post in the Facebook group, The Write Life Community. Looking for beta readers for my new book. The book explains how to raise money for self-publishing your first book by using crowdfunding, Kickstarter. It's dedicated to first-time authors and for those who have already launched a book but struggle with sales. The story behind this book is based on my personal experience. I launched my first book 4 years ago and till now made around $18,000 income from it. The biggest part of the income was raised during the crowdfunding campaign, and the rest were book sales on Amazon. Are there authors who would like to review my manuscript? If so, please write interested, and I'll contact you privately. If you have any questions, feel free to ask. Upload your book to KDP. I assume that by now you've kept your promises to your backers and fulfilled your Kickstarter rewards. Your backers have already paid for your self-publishing work, so now you can reach new audiences and enjoy passive income from book sales on print-on-demand platforms and ebook stores. When I started with my first book, I used CreateSpace, now KDP Print for paperback, and KDP for the ebook. However, now you can publish both paperback and ebook through KDP, which makes it even easier to manage. In addition to KDP, you can consider using the following platforms: Ingram Spark, Draft to Digital, or Smashwords. All of them are aggregators and can distribute your books to various sales channels. However, if we compare KDP to others, it's a clear winner as it has generated more than 80% of the passive income from book sales for me. So I'll first cover how to upload your book to KDP and then we'll review other possibilities. Self-publishing your book on KDP is free. The first step is to sign up on their website, https://kdp.com. kdp.amazon.com. When you have your KDP account ready, you will need to upload a book cover and formatted manuscript that you have previously received from the freelancers that you hired for the book formatting job. To make sure your ebook is formatted correctly, you should open it with Kindle Previewer, and for paperback, you should order a proof copy. If you notice some errors, you can ask your freelancer to fix them and re-upload corrected files once again until they look good. If you're new to KDP, there's a great guide for newbies named KDP Jumpstart, but in general, filling in all needed details such as title, launch, and marketing strategy. Next, I'll share my book launch and marketing strategy that I am constantly improving. This strategy wasn't invented by me. It consists of steps that I learned from people who are active in the self-publishing world. Tom Corson-Knowles, Stefan Pilarinos, Nick Stevenson, Chandler Bolt, Mark Dawson, and others. It's important to understand that what works for others doesn't always work for you, so be prepared to fail, learn from your mistakes, and figure out what gets you the best results. Getting reviews. Reviews are important for all books, especially if they're sold online. Would you buy a book without any reviews written by an unknown author? I guess not. That's why your goal during the first launch week is to get at least a few positive reviews as soon as possible. Having at least a few reviews adds credibility for your book, and then you can start actively promoting it. In addition to this, you must have a system that will help you get more reviews without having to spend too much time on this. Customer reviews on Amazon are rated by a number of stars, 1 through 5, and can have the verified purchase tag, which means that the reviewer bought the book on Amazon. If a review does not have this tag, it means that the reviewer didn't buy it on Amazon. Maybe such readers bought the book elsewhere, received it for free, borrowed it from the library, or used Kindle Unlimited, KU. Verified purchase reviews are given more weight by Amazon than non-tagged reviews. When I self-published my first book, it was much easier to get reviews on Amazon than these days. Now, if someone wants to add a customer review, they must have spent at least $50 on Amazon using a valid credit card or debit card in the past 12 months. This requirement can be considered. It's your turn. There's only one proof of ability. Action. Marie von Ebner-Eschenbach. At this moment, there are more than 15,000 successful publishing projects on Kickstarter. The majority of them receive from $1,000 to $10,000 in pledges. I think that's a perfect goal for first-time authors. Now you have a proven strategy that you can use to launch your first book on Kickstarter. So get your MVP ready, build a crowd of potential backers, and start this journey. I can guarantee that the preparation and launching process will be very rewarding, and you will learn a lot during this time. You'll establish better relationships with your readers, and trust me, they'll be more excited to support you through Kickstarter than if you were to ask them to purchase your book on Amazon. Unlike a simple purchase through an e-store, crowdfunding adds positive emotions and creates a direct bond between creator and backer. If you feel that you need more guidance on launching a Kickstarter project, you can read my book, Your First Kickstarter Campaign. It's available as an ebook, paperback, and audiobook, or enroll in my course on the same topic on Udemy. Once you've kept your promises and fulfilled your Kickstarter rewards, you'll be ready to make your book available in public. A good thing about a successful crowdfunding campaign is that your backers have already paid for your self-publishing work, and then you can upload your book to Amazon for free and enjoy a truly passive income from book sales. That's all for now. And I wish you all the best in your self-publishing journey. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me by email, vilius.stanislovitis@gmail.com. P.S. You already know. This has been Publish Your Knowledge, the complete guide to crowdfunding a nonfiction book on Kickstarter and self-publishing through Amazon. Written by Vilius Stanislovitis, narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2020 by Vilius Stanislovitis. Production copyright by Vilius Stanislovitis. More information regarding today's book and the author can be found at audible.com or amazon.com. Show notes and further information can be found at russelericnewton.com. With an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.